Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. They're getting closer than from the White House, which is monitoring negotiations on a deal for Hamas to release more hostages.
You do the best you can going back and forth with the arrangements, which we're doing right now. And at some point, when you come down to executing, you know, when you hit go, then you're counting on everybody to meet their commitments.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Fighting is intensifying between IDF forces and Hamas near another hospital in northern Gaza. The TSA expects to screen 30 million flyers between now and Sunday, with the busiest days tomorrow and Wednesday. A major storm moving across the country could slow some of that travel in the south later today and tonight, and along the eastern seaboard tomorrow. A military band providing the soundtrack as First Lady Jill Biden welcomes the delivery of the White House Christmas tree. It's a Fraser Fir from North Carolina. This is ABC News. Ahead of the approaching holidays and a potential rise in COVID cases this winter, the Biden administration is once again allowing households to order a fresh wave of free COVID-19 tests. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
American households can now order four more free COVID tests and get them shipped right to their door through the website covidtest.gov. That's tests, plural. The website is one of the last remaining ways Americans can secure free at-home rapid tests after the end of the COVID public health emergency last spring ended the requirement for insurance companies to cover 8 tests per month. The Biden administration relaunched covidtest.gov last month and already offered 4 tests per household.
Since September, about 14.5 million households have ordered tests. A library book that's been overdue for more than a century has been returned to St. Paul Public Library. The book, titled Famous Composers, turned up while someone was sorting through a relative's belongings. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court tomorrow hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's Republican legislative maps. Luke Berg is with the Conservative Institute for Law and Liberty. He says there's an easy fix to claims that non-contiguous maps are unconstitutional.
A third of those islands have zero people in them, another third have less than 10, and another third have less than 100. And there's only a handful that have more than 100 people in them.
Berg was on Upfront on WYSN-TV. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican proposal to cut state income taxes by $2 billion and to expand a tax credit parents use to pay for child care. The GOP bill was put forward after Republicans rejected Evers' proposed billion-dollar boost to workforce programs in child care. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Phillips United Methodist Church, there will be a Christmas bazaar. There will be a lunch provided with homemade vegetable beef soup, chicken noodle soup, chili, and assorted pies. A cookie walk where you can select from dozens of beautifully decorated Christmas cookies at only $10 per pound. Creative homemade crafts and door prizes. Again, that is Saturday, December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Phillips United Methodist Church.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks are in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Wizards tonight in the Capital One Arena in Washington. Milwaukee coming off a 132-125 win over the Mavericks. Saturday night, Damian Lillard scored 27 points, Giannis with 40, and teammate Pat Connaughton connected on some three-point shots to add another 16 points despite the challenges.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play.
NFL, what a day for the Packers. Three rookie defensive backs against the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert. Jordan Love with a pair of beautiful touchdown passes. Green Bay beat L.A. 23-20 in a game that went down to the wire. Tense moments for Aaron Jones, who was carted off the field with a painful knee injury. I spoke to him at his locker.
No, it's not my ACL, so we're good there. Start the recovery process, the healing process. I got to do an MRI tomorrow, see how that goes, and go from there.
That's the Packers running back, Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs, so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives. Establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwy.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up? I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast tonight with lows around 28. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs around 39. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 19. Highs level off around 39 Wednesday under partly cloudy skies. 29 Thursday. Take a look at the extended forecast, 26 Friday and 30 on Saturday. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 28 tonight. We should top off around 39 tomorrow. Lows level off around 19 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 38.
Brand new country.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Country.
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Sport listening.
98 Q Country.
Stop midnight tea, top Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put the roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus kicking up red dust, kicking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Try not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to LA. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right.
Megan Maroney, I'm not pretty.
PCB.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Ooh, yeah. my shoulder.
QCountry.com.
And it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music. Kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me. Oh, God makes the good stuff.
is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, a Civic Media radio station.
This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
And he catches you three, and he plants it right in the heart of the cylinder.
Tonight, the Bucks take on the Washington Wizards at Capital One Arena in D.C.
Giannis, left of the lane, pulls up, 15-footer, splash. He knows he has just delivered what could be the dagger tonight.
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
And tonight, the Bucks on the road in our nation's capital, looking to build upon some of the recent success we've seen from this group with four straight wins. Tonight, it's the Bucks and the Washington Wizards. Good evening, Bucks fans. I'm Justin Garcia, joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for tonight's matchup. And, Dave, we start there. As I mentioned, this team's starting to find more and more not only success in the wins column recently, but you can see the clear chemistry that's been developing with this entire group for the last week.
Yeah, you can. And I think when John Horst ultimately traded for Damian Lillard, games like Saturday night, you heard a couple of those highlights percolated in pundits and fans' minds alike. I mean, it certainly hasn't happened overnight, and it's certainly not anything close to being a finished product yet. But the Dame-Giannis combo showed signs of what it can look like in high-level games, like the one we saw on Saturday. The two combined to score 25 in that fourth quarter on Saturday and overcame a 12-point deficit in the process. And with four straight wins, now you got the Bucks showing major signs of improvement under head coach Adrian Griffin. So we'll see where it goes. Tonight will be an interesting one, though. Could have the potential to be the dreaded trap game because it's a Washington team that's lost five straight. And I don't suspect we're going to have a ton of energy in the building tonight. You've got Boston coming up in two nights' time from now. So we'll see, but enjoying the moment, and that was certainly a lot of fun on Saturday. It was Saturday, wasn't it? I'm forgetting. We're to that point where I'm not knowing what day of the week it is.
The entire week was really a lot of fun. As you won at home against the Bulls, and then what we saw that group do without Giannis in Toronto, carrying it through in Charlotte, and then Saturday night especially fun against Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, and the Dallas Mavericks. And that's really the big part is, you know, we've said from day one, this is going to be a process that's going to take time with this group. I don't think we're anywhere near the finished product either when you look at the success that they've had and mentioning that chemistry that's building. But, you know, we've heard Adrian Griffin point to how they're building these things and they can see something special is here. And I think you look no further than that last week to say, look, we're seeing the signs of it, that the proof is in the pudding and we're starting to see what we like.
Yeah, and as much as we want to talk about the stars, you know, with Dame, Giannis, Chris Middleton, you know, I mean, like, the truth of the matter is one of the greatest assets I think this team has is a bench that has a pretty dang high ceiling. Because when you look at Bobby Portis and what Pat Connaughton was able to do, and, of course, Jay Crowder, who's out for the next couple months, but he'll be back at some point. Campaign's leading the league in three-point shooting. And then you throw the two youngsters, Andre Jackson and Marjon Beauchamp, out there, but they can potentially do defensively and with their athleticism and hustle. You've got a lot of different weapons that you can turn to when you need it. But, again, the greatest task is going to get these guys all playing on the same page, whether that's the offense, the defense, on the glass. That's been really the biggest trouble spot so far for this group, and that is playing as a team, knowing when to go, when to push back, and building, changing your habits a little bit there, too. So that's probably the biggest area where you hope to see some growth. Tonight you might have a chance. Two of the worst rebounding teams in the league collide here in this one.
Certainly one of the things to keep an eye on, as we mentioned, really for the bulk of this season, that's one of the areas that it's not all been positive, and Griff said so himself. We'll hear from him momentarily. That there are still some things to work on, but you like what you've seen in these last handful of games. We will check in with Dave just before tip. That is your pregame brief brought to you by Jockey. Catch all the information you need to know heading into tonight's game with the Jockey pregame brief and see how your Milwaukee Bucks stack up against the competition. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. When we come back, we'll get you caught up on some news around the NBA as the Bucks get set to take on the Wizards tonight in D.C. We'll take a look at that next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. So, yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fan card for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank, NA member FDIC.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at frederick.com/second opinion.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I play, it goes together. You know, we can really benefit from each other being on the floor.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, taking a look at some news items around the NBA. You may remember a lawsuit filed by the New York Knicks against fellow NBA franchise, the Toronto Raptors, and we're starting to see some more details from that as the New York Knicks are seeking more than $10 million in damages from the Raptors as part of a lawsuit stemming back to the summer where the Knicks alleged the theft of thousands of confidential files and argued that NBA Commissioner Adam Silver should not be the one to arbitrate this case, in part because of his close relationship with Raptors Governor Larry Tannenbaum. The Knicks filing was obtained by ESPN and a handful of other outlets, and it came in response to the Raptors' October 16th motion to dismiss that initial complaint, and they wanted Adam Silver to arbitrate the dispute. In a filing from earlier today, the Knicks also argued that Tannenbaum's position as the chairman of the NBA's Board of Governors would create a conflict of interest as he serves as Adam Silver's boss and exercises control over heavily influences Silver's continued employment and salary. Elsewhere around the league, the Detroit Pistons not off to a great start. That is putting it mildly. They are currently in the midst of an 11-game losing streak. And following their most recent loss to the Toronto Raptors last night, Cade Cunningham, very, very candid about the situation in Detroit, saying, we've got to be realistic about this situation. It's hard to think we're good because we're bad. We are very bad and need to address that. As for your games tonight, in addition to the Bucks taking on this Washington Wizards team, their next opponent also in action as the Celtics are in Charlotte taking on the Hornets. That probably your biggest matchup in terms of what the Bucks are focused on. A couple of other interesting matchups tonight as the Knicks are in Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves. Knicks are 8-5. Jalen Brunson just named the Eastern Conference Player of the Week, while the Timberwolves are up near the top of the Western Conference at 9-3. And the Clippers look for their second win since acquiring James Harden. They're in San Antonio taking on the Spurs. When we come back, Dave Kane had a chance to catch up with assistant coach Joe Prunty. You will hear that conversation next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Get ready to savor victory at MT Pockets. Our star player, roasted chicken, delivering that crispy championship flavor. Join us from Wednesday to Saturday for a winning lineup. Try our pterodactyl wings, $11 for four pieces or a half chicken, both MVPs on the team. Hungry for more action? Slam dunk six wings for $15, accompanied by your choice of fries and our homemade slaw. On Fridays, it's a fish fry face-off. Two pieces for $10 or three for $12. And for the ultimate game changer, taste our tiger shrimp, the perfect addition to any meal. MT Pockets, where every bite's a victory lap.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are in
Loggers.
He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got a touchdown.
Chequamegon Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Home of the Bucks, WTMJ.
All right, welcome back once again. First of two meetings between the Bucks and the Wizards here over the next 5 days as we play this one from our nation's capital. We are happy to be joined by one of the new faces, kind of new faces, on the Bucks bench here. Joe Prunty joining us, assistant coach for the Bucks, a second time here around the Cream City. And first time we've had a chance to talk to you, though, so far, Joe, at least on the record. And let me just start there. From your perspective, you have this very unique vantage point of having been here previously with the organization but under a different stewardship and now back again. How much does that help to have been here, or does it, when you have a complete shift, well, nearly complete shift in terms of personnel and coaches around you?
Right. That's a key point, is that Giannis and Chris are really the only two guys that were here as players when I was here. And so there has been a big change. We were a very young team back then, and, you know, growing. This team has a lot more veteran leadership, but you also have guys like Chris and Giannis who are now 5 years older, and they are part of that leadership. So it's been good. Obviously, everybody's still learning, but we like where we are in terms of how we've grown, how the team is playing here, and we just know that we need to keep doing it each night.
I know for Coach Griff, a guy in his first time as a head coach, at times I'm sure feels like he's drinking out of a fire hydrant with a lot of new stuff on his plate in that position, even though he's been in the league for a long time. But you, as somewhat the elder statesman, if you will, with the most experience on that bench, what kinds of things do you try to help him with as he goes through this for the first time?
Well, really, for me, I want to listen to him because he's got a, like you talk about leadership, phenomenal leadership. And I think the biggest thing is within our system, making sure that we're adhering to the things, the principles that we're trying to get on the floor on both ends. And so observing what's taking place, what is best for us at a given point in time. And then for all of us as a staff, like, we're one collective unit and we all have to present our ideas, but it can't be in a way that burdens coach. It's got to be a way that we can get him the information, he can process it, and then make quick decisions, especially in games. Obviously, when it's practice, then you can kind of mull over it a little bit more. But in games, decisions have to be made quickly. And so for me, watching us grow as a staff has been really good because we're getting opportunities in game to go out, implement our system, make our adjustments, and work together as a staff.
Some of the things we've seen over the last week or so, major steps forward. It seems like major progress. This is something that's going to take time, obviously, because six new players, you got an entirely new staff. Obviously, melding that all together with guys that have an experience that are returning with a different group, habits they have to break, new things they have to learn. What have you liked most, though, about what you've seen in this last stretch of basketball that's enabled you to embark on this four-game stretch of winning?
Guys embracing the opportunity that's in front of them. And what I mean by that, I'll utilize Pat Connaughton. The other night off a back-to-back, and fortunately in Charlotte, we didn't have too many high minutes, but we come into the Dallas game. Chris is not in that game, so there's more minutes to be had. And like I said, I'm going to go back to Pat here. In the second half, we decided he not only was he playing well and has played very well, but he went for a ridiculously long stretch and was outstanding in his role. What people are going to talk about the most is the threes that he hit late, right? But really, what was as big as any rebounds, his defense, being in the right position on the floor. sorry about that.
It's the beauty of live radio, right?
That's right. And so each guy, in whatever role they've been given, like the other night, we start Dre, and he had a tough assignment to have to guard Doncic. I mean, obviously, Doncic is one of the better players in the league, and that's a hard assignment, but it was, you know, trial by fire and go out and learn and, you know, do your job, defend, make him work as much as possible. And he gave a great effort and a great opportunity for him to grow personally. But it's that mentality for everybody that steps on the floor. Like, it's not only adapting to the role that you have, but it's adapting to that role based on, like, Jay Crowder. We didn't expect him to be out, but now he is. Chris's minutes of, you know, managing that, but also when he is and isn't, you know, in playing. You know, Marjan gets injured. So guys have done a really nice job of adapting to what's been in front of them.
Well, it is the puzzle that you continue to put together over the course, I got to think, of the entire season. But the most important question is, when you came back to Milwaukee, did you have a favorite spot that was still there? Does it feel the same when you got back after those years away?
You know what? We love Milwaukee in Wisconsin, and we always enjoyed it. And the one thing that I've said, and then, you know, most of the Midwest and Northwest, it's cold, right? And I think it really isn't. I don't even mind when it gets cold. It might be more the March, April, May where you're like, okay, is this not done? But shoot, you can go to Phoenix and in, you know, August, September, October, you're like, is this not done? Is it still 100 on Halloween? Yeah. So, you know, the bottom line is we enjoy it. It's a great city, phenomenal organization. It's great to see so many familiar faces, not only within the organization, but outside. And, you know, we're really happy with not only the team, but, you know, where we are.
All right, California guys, growing a thick skin for that cold weather in Wisconsin. All right, Coach. Hey, we appreciate the time. Good luck in this one.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, we're going to step aside. We'll come back in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's the tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/BankCard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank, and a member FDIC.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
It's time to go courtside.
Your job is just to put him in a position that where they can thrive. You know, the ball will be in his hand as well as the ball will be in Giannis' hands. But they're leading, you know, picking rolls and making teams pay.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for homes. For every tip-off the Bucks win, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. Time to go courtside and get the latest thoughts from Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
I think this is going to be 5 days now since Marjan first injured his ankle. I don't know when it becomes long-term or not long-term, but I know initially there wasn't a ton of concern. Just kind of where is he at?
He's out tonight, but we'll continue to evaluate him.
Is the hope that, you know, he could potentially play on Wednesday or just not sure yet?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
I guess just for you guys, what is it like to, you know, have these, I don't want to say big wins, 13th game of the season, but like a big win like that against the Mavs to try to, you know, build the camaraderie, the chemistry, all that early in the season?
I think every game. I think the last 3 or 4 games we've been training in the right position here, direction, and every game is important, and we're just trying to find ways to get better in each game. And you know, I thought we did some really good things in the Dallas game, and then, you know, there's areas that we got to continue to improve on.
Pat's coming off a really great game. What did you see from him? And I guess, where do you see his role expanding? Because the guys have talked a lot about how, just with new personnel, if you will, they all feel like their role has kind of adjusted a little bit. So I'm curious where you see Pat right now in the season.
Well, Pat has always been just a staple of, you know, in years past, you know, he's always been one of those guys that you can always count on coming off the bench and knows his role, accepts his role, thrives in his role better than anyone I've seen. And he, you know, there's trust already built in. And you could tell how the end of the game, you know, in the last, you know, few games, Giannis, he looks for Pat. And Pat is, you know, I think last game he was, I want to say, 1 for 6, and in the first half and the second half, I mean, they were, you know, Dame, Giannis, just making the right plays, and that's the beauty of, you know, team sports. You know, you do it together, and you pull in for each other, and that's the most important thing. But Pat is, you know, with Marjon out, you know, Jay out, you know, Pat, you know, there's, I think there was one game where I kept him in, I think a whole half. You know, I just didn't want to take him out. You know, he's that, you know, valuable to our team and our success. So, just, you know, having Pat out there is a luxury to have, and you know, we need him. You know, we need all everybody, you know, all hands on deck right now.
Coach, I haven't seen you guys play that much, but I was watching some games. Andre Jackson Jr., he's got an old school defensive mindset, and I just want to get your assessment of his game so far this year in the short and small sample size.
No, you know, he's cut from my cloth, you know, as playing like extremely hard on the defensive end, embracing it, taking the challenges. I thought he did a really good job against Luka. You know, Luka has all the tricks of the trade. You know, you can't speed him up. He can get a shot out off at any moment. I thought Dre, for the most part, did a terrific job for his first time guarding such an elite player. And, you know, we've used Dre this season in several occasions where he's taken on the toughest assignment as a rookie. So that says a lot about the confidence we have in him and the potential that he has as a player. And he's extremely hard worker. You know, he works on both, you know, sides of the ball. Every day in practice, he's continuing working on his shot, and he's getting better every day. So just extremely pleased with his approach, because he, you know, as a rookie, he's already understanding the grind and the hard work and how hard you got to play. And I think his approach as far as how he competes on the floor has you know, bought him some more playing time, because we know what we're going to get every night from him.
That pass he threw, I know talking to some players, they know that he can pass like that. What has it been like for you to see him try to build chemistry with guys? Obviously, he had a ton that you found with that when he played with for so long, but as a rookie, trying to get that chemistry.
Well, you know, as a rookie, you're not only trying to build chemistry with your teammates, but you're trying to learn the league as well. It's a lot goes into your first year. And, you know, you can see his skill set come through at times. And then at times you can see, like, sometimes he's, you know, has to slow it down. Like, he just goes 100 miles per hour. And I didn't have that problem because I didn't move that fast. But, I mean, he can really move. And but I think the game is, you know, every game, is the game is going to slow down a little bit more for him. And, you know, he sees the game. He sees the floor. You know, he's a very unselfish player. You know, he's able to rebound, push it, find open man. That's team basketball. And I think, you know, that's what's going to keep him in the league a very long time.
That is Adrian Griffin. When we come back, we will get you up to speed on the injury report on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at Frederick.com/second opinion.
Menards 11% sale is ending on Thanksgiving Day. Don't wait and save big on appliances. Upgrade your home with quality appliances from Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Menards has the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Stores closed Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't miss moments.
Chris Middleton and one.
All season long.
It's his night.
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Cousin Subs just got better. With our newest mobile app update, we've made it easier to purchase your favorite subs and sides with Apple or Google Pay and the ability to make split payments. And that's not all. Can we get your digits? Sign up today for our new text messaging program to unlock exclusive coupons and offers at CousinSubs.com or via our app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Time to take a look at the injury report for tonight's game. For the Bucks, no Marjon Beauchamp as he's dealing with a right ankle sprain. Chris Livingston out with a left ankle sprain. And, of course, Jay Crowder out with left adductor surgery. For the Wizards, the only player out for them is DeLon Wright, their backup point guard, out with a left knee sprain. Injury report brought to you by Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Their health network connects you to teams of world-renowned specialists who focus entirely on you. That's doing everything humanly possible to keep you on your game. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Dave Kane and get you some final thoughts heading into tip-off on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet. At Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Well-Being, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sunday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield. It's the St. Francis Holiday Fair held in the church basement. Featuring things such as baked goods, arts and crafts, gift baskets, in-house raffle, and a 50-50 raffle. Again, that is Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sunday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
On day 185, LLS helped me file my insurance claims properly.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Milwaukee Bucks basketball on 98Q Country. Brought to you by MT Pockets, just north of Park Falls, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Jack's Corner Bar, and by D&D Tyrant Auto Center of Park Falls.
Set for this matchup. And Dave, I think you mentioned at the top, one of the big things to keep an eye on is the looming trap game, as you're on a high with what we saw from the Bucks this past week, and you've got a big matchup with the Boston Celtics on Wednesday. So you can't look past this opponent you have in front of you tonight.
Yeah, and so how do you do that? You got to make life hard for them, and that means no easy points allowed. The Wizards come into this game leading the league in points off turnovers this year, better than 21 points a game. They're sixth in fast break points. The Bucks have allowed the fourth fewest points per game off turnovers this season. That's got to continue to show improvement in that transition defense as well. Take care of the ball tonight. Keep this Wizards team from getting easy points, and that's going to be one way of doing it, and that is focus. And then I think you're going to have another.